Thank you for being with us today on today's call, hosted by the management of KRBL Limited in order to discuss the latest legal developments and the company's response to them. Joining us on the call today are Chairman of KRBL Limited, Mr. Anil Mittal, Joint Managing Director of KRBL Limited, Mr. Anoop Gupta, and Mr. Anirudh Bakru, Legal Counsel for KRBL Limited. Before we begin, I would like to remind participants that statements made on today's call could be forward-looking in nature and the company does not undertake to update them publicly. With that, I would like to invite the management to share their views, following which we will take questions and answers. Over to you, Anilji.
Good morning and thank you for being with us early today in the morning. We have hosted this call to share our perspectives on the ongoing litigation pertaining to the ED in view of the latest developments. To give you a context, the Enforcement Directorate yesterday has filed a complaint in an ongoing matter wherein it has named members of the management. At the outset, we would like to state that the allegations leveled by the Enforcement Directorate are false, frivolous, and baseless. KRBL Limited has not entered into any sham agreement with any entity. During our last interaction, we had provided certain answers pertaining to accessibility. We continue to legally defend our position and are of the opinion that we have a solid case. In the present, we are filing our strong objections and keep legal developments in the future. The company's operations are being conducted smoothly and the entities remain unaffected. This will continue to be so. I would like to hand over to Mr. Anoop Gupta, our JMD, for his views on this matter. Over to you, Anil.
Thank you, Anilji. Good morning. And I welcome all of you to today's early morning discussion. Thank you for joining us. To add further to what our chairman has shared, we have been cooperating on... We have been cooperating on the entire investigation. Why? What happened?
Yes, sir. We can hear you. Please.
To add further to what our chairman has shared, we have been cooperating on the entire investigation by the Enforcement Directorate for the last 3 years and has supplied all documents asked by the Enforcement Directorate, none of which in any way support the allegations advanced by the Enforcement Directorate. KRBL shall defend against such actions of the Enforcement Directorate as it has done before and will succeed in due course. I will further reiterate again that neither KRBL nor the management has any involvement in any wrongdoing whatsoever. We would like to reassure stakeholders that it continues to be business as usual as far as the operations are concerned. With that, we will be happy to address any questions from the participants in the matter. Moderator, may kindly commence the question and answer.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone phone now. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your touchtone phone now. To ask a question, participants may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. We have a first question from the line of Varun Goenka from Nippon Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Anilji. Anilji, thank you for organizing this call. Good morning. So coming to the event, of course, is beyond our control. It's not that we could do anything. We can't stop anybody else from tweeting or saying anything on social media. But what's in our control is the actions from our side. So are we trying to any kind of a buyback or something if anything unforeseen happens?
Yeah, Varun, we are comfortable as far as cash is concerned, and we are thinking that cash should be given to the investor, and buyback can be a one route. Definitely, it can be one of the routes to get back some cash to the investor, and naturally we'll be subject to our board approvals. We'll be looking at it. Definitely, we'll be looking at it, and we are very positive on that account.
So, Anuji, the problem has been that I think we've been speaking for last 18 months, but it always somehow just comes to key. We will see, but ultimately, enough corporate action does not happen. Irrespective of the, I mean, so if my calculation is not wrong, would you be carrying almost 4,000 crores worth of inventory?
Yeah, we should carry by 31st March.
Yes, right. So you'll have around 4,000 crores of inventory and more than 500 crores of cash, and this cash will further increase by March, right, sir? As we liquidate the inventory?
It will be invested in the inventory only, definitely by March. Yeah, it will be invested in the inventory. No surplus cash would be there, but it will be invested in the inventory.
So basically, you know, see, the problem is India Gate brand and Unity brand has done very well, but the KRBL corporate brand has had a lot of issues. And obviously the investors, I mean, this is probably the only consumer company I know which is at these valuations or has such issues. But like I have shared with you earlier, I think the issues are more related to our PR management or our communication with shareholders or our actions rather than any action or any other legal issues. There are so many other companies which have, you know, similar or larger issues at times. So I fail to understand why doesn't the management see value in their own company right now? So either the inventory value is wrong, either the business valuation is wrong. You feel that at 6,000 crores market value, you know, KRBL does not deserve this. Even it probably deserves even lower. Or where is the disconnect is what I'm failing to understand, sir.
There is nothing wrong, Varunji, as far as valuation is concerned. If you talk to every banker or you see the bankers who have advanced to Basmati rice traders, the valuation of KRBL is the lowest in the industry today, as far as stock valuation is concerned. So there is no question of overvaluing the stock, number one.
Right.
And we are paying tax at the rate of, we are paying practically 200 crore, more than 200 crore as income tax every year. So
right.
Why there is no question of overvaluing the stock. Why should I overvalue any stock? And our auditors are now GT, and they are very strict auditors. They are Big Four, and they are very, very strict auditors. Nothing can go haywire.
No. I did not mean you are overvaluing the stock. What I'm meaning is...
There's nothing wrong in the business. What I'm trying to say, there's nothing wrong in the business. What you are trying to say, when management sees a value in their own company, why don't they buy back? That is your question.
Right. No? Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not just about...
The question is...
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
The question is, one is the promoter gets the buyback, one is the company should get the buyback. Promoter doesn't have much funds to take buyback. We have already, you must have seen last year, promoters have bought back many shares.
Yes.
We have increased our holding by practically 1.7%. From 58 to 59.7%. But as far as company is concerned, we were always of the opinion that we have to reach a top line of 8,000-9,000 crore, and we need funds for the inventory, because inventory is the game in our business and aging is the game in our business. When inventory is required, too much dependency on bank is never good. You today, our borrowing rate is just 400 basis point of Indian rupee. Yesterday, I borrowed at 3.85% per annum. You see, if I liquidate myself too much, then my borrowing rates will go up definitely. There's no doubt about it. And I don't want to be dependent on banks. That was the only issue, nothing else. But your point is quite taken. Now we will immediately have a board meeting and we would like to pay some cash to the shareholder definitely. And the line can be dividends, the line can be buyback, the line can be any other thing. We have to discuss with our consultants and we'll come out with something.
Okay, so my point is, sir, first, our borrowing cost is so low, 4-5%, that's yes. Secondly, we have investment in a power business which is low growth and low return on equity versus a consumer business which is high growth and 20% ROE plus. If both these factors are right, which you yourself are saying, then how can we not... And we are talking about maybe a 300-500 crore corporate action, which is barely 6 months of your cash flow, not more. And it's a one-time effect. It's not that you have to do it every year. Every year you have to do probably only worth the dividend. This particular buyback, only a mere announcement is enough to allay the fears of investors, credit rating agencies, bankers, etc. Also, today, if I'm not wrong, 4,000 crores of inventory, 2,500 crores of maybe land, plant, and machinery, your brand, that itself is worth maybe at least 2x the current market value. So if the management as a business and as an entrepreneur does not see value in that, how can somebody else see?
No, we definitely see value in that. We definitely see that is not the point.
I think this...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Would you like to come back to the question?
Yes, sure. Let us.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of VP Rajesh from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted some clarification on the case itself that you disclosed to us. So what happens next? Do you guys go for an anticipatory bail? Does that not happen? Or how will the process move forward? Because obviously it will be a little bit of a distraction for the management.
Let Anurudh answer this.
Right. So, see, anticipatory bail will not be required. We'll normally get bail on the bail bond itself. It's cooperated for the investigation for the last 3 years. So there's sort of no worry there. No, this is exactly a culmination of what we've been expecting, and the matter will carry on the way it's been carrying on. There'll be no distractions to the management to that extent.
Okay, but if they have filed, see, till now the case was against the company, not the individual members. And if you can clarify which are the members that have been named in that complaint or in that...
We've not been served with anything. We've not been served with anything yet.
I see.
And until we're officially served something from the court, we would have no idea. There's no formal summons issued to anybody from KRBL or KRBL for that matter at the moment.
We are reacting only to the Twitter news, actually.
Okay. And I think I would agree with the previous questioner's comments about buyback. I think that will enhance the confidence. And, I mean, we have been shareholder for quite some time and we trust you, but still I think there's a broader investor base that would feel comfortable if there's a buyback announcement. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Jaspreet Singh from VA Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Anupji, since the amount of settlement, this thing, amount of consideration is very small, 15 crores compared to your balance sheet size, is it possible to do some out-of-court settlement?
No, no. Mr. Bhakru?
No, unfortunately, that is not provided under Indian law. It's not a litigation between two private parties where you can. Most litigations with the government, such avenues are not open.
So what is the strategy that you would be following? Would you be, because this can linger on for next 5 years, 10 years, nobody knows about it, right?
See, unfortunately, this will linger on. Let us give you an instance. You know, we moved the appellate tribunal in 2019. We got a very good order from the tribunal that protected us. The government for the last year has refused to even file a reply. When government is on the other side, they're very lethargic in how they proceed with it. That, unfortunately, is out of our hands. So it'll be like most litigations in court, it shall take its time. It'll take some time in court.
But it can't be expedited?
All that is out of our hands. Pardon me?
It can't be expedited?
No, this is cracking. I missed the last bit. It'll be unlikely it's expedited because when it comes to courts, government is like their crippled child. You know, no court will ask them to expedite it. They'll go at their own pace.
Okay. And
only good thing is that our interests now after the High Court order stand protected. So even we're not too worried about how long this takes. Whatever protections we wanted to be in course for this entire proceeding is now in place. The High Court has given us those protections. So even we are in no rush.
Okay.
We'll just see how it unfolds. There's no risk.
Are physical hearings taking place or are you doing online hearings only?
So see, they are trying to do physical hearings. Like High Court is doing one judge once a week, but nothing really is happening. Bulk of the hearings are happening from through, you know, WebEx or Zoom and stuff like that. So, and the second thing is once you even get back to physical hearings, there's a pending board of matters that will explode on every forum. The matters which have not taken place for the past 6 months. You know, they're still on board. They'll also have to be dealt with.
Okay. Okay. Anuji, assuming this thing lingers on for next 5 years or 7 years, I think as the previous participant suggested, doing a corporate action from the side of management is the only imperative left now. Otherwise, I mean, you are sitting on such a high inventory, your valuations are high. We understand in the last 2 months, the prices of crop which you have bought already has shot up by almost 30%. And if you are not taking an action right now, there is no question of trust with the management.
Okay, we'll look at it. Definitely, we'll look at it. We'll immediately call a board meeting and discuss the matter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Subhankar Rocha from SKS Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Amitabh Santalia. Thanks for arranging this call on an urgent basis. That also shows the intent of management to allay investor fears. So there's no doubt about the strength of your business model, the fantastic growth you've shown in the last few years, the net cash you've generated, you're debt-free as on September, so, and the quality of the promoters, no one doubts that what you've achieved in the last 5 years, which is fantastic. There are these two cases which are outstanding, right? They all pertain to things, you know, from 8-10 years ago, we understand that, but the average person will always, any potential new investor will always say, there cannot be any smoke without fire. I mean, the management has denied everything, has come out mostly clean with all the allegations. But can just, perhaps put things into perspective. I mean, what is your best guess? Why did if Carebill is completely clean, and then why did our name get dragged into these two defense cases? I mean, you know, it's not like the randomly people just drag in names, you know, without any sort of... so why do you think, I mean, there should be some logical reason why KRBL name has... One case pertains to Gautam Khaitan, who was an independent director who's been created. We get that. But in this case, this Embraer case, you know, if you can just kind of share a little more facts with us, that would be helpful. And how this matter can be disposed. Now, this particular ED matter is only about 15 crores. Is there a possibility that you can settle it with ED and remove the overhang, you know, and just pay them under protest until the final outcome is known? Something like that. I mean, I obviously don't have any idea about how these cases work. But just some more granular details on what has happened and why would be helpful.
As far as your two cases you are saying, one is from Balsharaf, where KRBL has nothing to do. Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
You can
hear us, no?
Yes, I can hear you. Some disturbance on the line, maybe on my side.
Yeah. Where it is, it is the one case which is of Agusta Westland. It belongs to Balsharaf. And unfortunately, he is one of our big buyers in Saudi Arabia. So KRBL has nothing to do in it. And number two, as far as Embraer deal is concerned, you are right. Gautam Khaitan was the independent director of the company. And he introduced some interdave aviation to us. But that has nothing to do with Embraer. The point is only with the introduction or with something, Gautam Khaitan involvement, they are making me the scapegoat, nothing else. We are not at all involved in the Embraer deal at all. No transaction of Embraer has been routed through KRBL.
Right. No, we completely believe you, sir. That's, you know, why would a company like yours get into a few, you know, thousands of crores of profits and turnover, get into 10, 15 crore deal? But, sir, I mean, how does this, but there's still some confusion that there was some link which, as you mentioned, maybe, you know, it was, I personally believe company is clean and absolutely, you know, innocent. But question is that in the past, we all inadvertently make some mistakes which we're not in sort of, you know, and all of us, you know, something, some... so how does this get resolved is my question. I mean, how does... What is the time frame by which, I mean, and... process by which this can get resolved, just because, you know, as investors we don't have much knowledge of how these things work. You've been taking the best legal advice on this matter, so.
No, it will take a legal course. Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
Mr. Bhakru, would you like to comment on this?
Yeah. See, now what is, we were originally anticipating something close to a year and a half, 2 years. Now, that is pre-COVID. And that never took into account the lethargy the government has shown in this litigation. Now, this is a litigation where the government has been extremely lethargic. Now, we sort of have to go on a very reactive basis. You know, we have to react to what the government does. As in when, like, they've now moved to prosecution, we'll react. So whatever is in our hands will be expedited, but given COVID and given the fact that for this one particular case, the ED is going in an extremely lethargic manner, it will take some time.
Is that due to some political vendetta? Is there something that perhaps...
No, it's according to us, it's a very, very hollow case. So they've sort of tried to drag it on because the moment this goes to culmination, I don't think it will survive in any court of law. And that is why two courts in this country today have come to our aid and they've felt that
an interim order needs to be passed. If it was political, then this would have taken a very different turn. But it's not taken the kind of turn you've seen in INX media and all that. It's not even close to a political case.
Right. So is it, I mean, end of the day...
Flows are expedited, people are targeted. This is not that kind of case.
Right. So, I'm just trying to understand, is it the agency, there must be people behind the agency who have some, are there people's egos playing out here, or what's really going on? I mean, because what are they after?
See, the thing is, the agency itself works like this. I mean, if you look at ED, out of 1,700 cases that they've initiated in the last 9 years, they only have about 9 to 10 convictions. It's a very shake-you-up agency per se. You know, whenever they try to go after, there's no company which they've not gone after as of now that I can think of, either under FEMA or under PMLA or any other law for that matter.
Okay. So
that is the way this agency investigates. I think presence of Gautam Khaitan is rightly pointed out. It's just given them that thing to just look at us and see if they can find something. As of now, it's only been a roving exercise.
So where is Gautam Khaitan? Is he in custody or is he released on bail? Is he in the country?
Last we checked, he was released on bail. Last to my knowledge, he was released on bail.
He's allowed to leave the country.
Sorry? So,
I don't think he'll be allowed to leave the country, given the investigation he's involved in, the cases he's involved in.
Okay, and any idea what his, has he confessed anything? Has he made any allegations against KRBL or anything like that?
None as of now. None that we've at least been confronted with as of now.
Okay.
The investigation has sort of been very centric on KRBL's books, KRBL's financials. That's what they're trying to see, right? They're trying to see a money trail. They haven't been able to.
As per yesterday's disclosure or whatever ED's allegation, there was an amount received by KRBL DMCC which was transferred to KRBL India. Can you just throw some further light on that? I mean, what was the linkage there?
The linkage there is pretty simple. The money has come back here as dividend.
But KRBL DMCC has received some money from some tainted people there. Is that established or not?
No, that is not established at all. But in fact, that's not what they have to establish. What they have to establish is that any money that KRBL received from a tainted source has then gone to government officials in this country.
Okay.
There's not even a whisper of that. No government official, no nothing. Absolutely a straw case that they've built.
Okay. Right. And this is based on what is their basis again for this? I mean, how do you think they would have come up with this allegation?
The mere presence of Gautam Khaitan. And KRBL does have the kind of structure where you have overseas transactions. That's all you need to at least have a roving inquiry. And I can't think of any company where has been involved with Gautam Khaitan that is not fighting the ED at the moment.
Okay.
He's been one of the guys that they've identified as a troublemaker and gone up. Wherever he's, or whoever he's touched, wherever he's sat.
And there's no, the Balsharaf case came up before Embraer or they both came up simultaneously? Just again, I'm refreshing my memory if you don't mind.
I'm not appearing in the Balsharaf case. I'm not.
They are simultaneously.
Is there a link between the two? Is Gautam Khaitan the link between the two cases or something?
Yes, Gautam Khaitan has also been linked with Balsharaf also.
So he's the, basically KRBL's involvement in both these cases is because of Gautam Khaitan.
You see, in Balsaraf case, KRBL is not at all there, but Balsaraf case also, the linkage is through Gautam Khaitan, and he was the independent director in KRBL. That is the linkage.
So, again, in if you can, sir, just help me clarify, Balsaraf case, there is nothing against us, right? Against KRBL or its promoters.
Right.
It's just a matter of the shareholding of Balsaraf of 6%, which has been attached by ED, right? But there's no charges against us or of any type or anything to do with us,
Nothing.
Okay. And that their amount also involved is 70 crores or something, I believe, right?
Yes.
So that is being fought by Balsaraf with the ED? I mean, who are the parties involved there?
Yeah, ED and Balsaraf. This is between ED and Balsaraf.
And Balsaraf continues to be our distribution partner in the Middle East?
Yes.
Okay, so they are still our, we have a active association with them. And
yeah, we have, and we are supporting them in all the legal cases. Since they are in Saudi Arabia, we are in India. We are giving them support to fight the legal cases. That's all.
And you have obviously stated that their stake was acquired in KRBL much before the allegations were made, right?
2003.
So, I mean, obviously they could not have acquired this stake even if they are implicated from any tainted money.
Naturally.
So, I mean, as far as Balsaraf...
I'm sorry to interrupt. Would you like to come back in the question queue, Mr. Santalia?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Santalia. We have next question from the line of Viraj Mehta from Equirus PMS. Please go ahead.
Yes, most of the questions have been answered. Actually, I don't have a question now. Just one small representation as a minority shareholder. Sir, we have been on multiple forums, right from media channels to our own con calls with investors over 6 quarters. That said, that we will look at a buyback, but we haven't gone ahead with absolutely anything. Even demerger we have talked about in the past, but again, there a lot is to be achieved. I would seriously request management to keenly address some of these issues. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Manish Bhandari from Vellum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, KRBL team. I'm so sorry to have this discussion on the legal case, and it's going on for long, and as a part of the extended family, of the shareholder family, and we all are equally pained. So my issue is that I find a synchronized pattern in the way ED has been releasing this on the Twitter. So is there a vendetta between KRBL and ED because of the legal cases, what we are fighting, and do we need a better press management? Many of the companies have seen this kind of issues way back in last 20, 25 years of the corporate history, including Dabur's and everyone, whether it is Panama case here. But when it comes to KRBL, I find that the method of ED has been very different versus they would have employed in many other cases. So I wanted to know your views from your history of case, dealing with this case, how you think that maybe a new method of dealing with ED has to be employed.
Yeah.
Hello.
Manish.
Yes.
Manish, as you see, we file so much complaints against ED to High Court, to the lower court, and everywhere we are getting the success. And definitely ED is a little bit on a front foot against KRBL. As you rightly said, if we see other companies, the vendetta against KRBL is much different. Since we have to take the legal help, and even you see, that is very important for ED to file the complaint, because tomorrow High Court judge can say, perpetually you cannot attach the land, attach the warehouse. So to prove their point, they have gone all out to file this criminal complaint against the warehouse and Anup Kumar Gupta, what they have done. Just to show to the court, we have filed. That is the only point against, otherwise there is no political vendetta, there is nothing. It is only, we are quite aggressive as far as the legal battle is concerned.
Do we need, more battery of lawyers to support us in this? Do you think so that...
We have, and Mr. Bhakuru will further light on the issue.
Yeah, so no, according to us, we're very well represented, and the orders we get reflect that. You know, if there was any lacuna on that end, then we wouldn't be getting orders that we are getting.
Sure.
And so we're always, every time there's a big matter, we're always represented by the best senior counsel that there is. You know, represented by.
Sure.
And the second question is by the leading lawyers of Delhi. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So my second question is regarding the. The ED has naturally targeted the softer aspect of the reputation of the company, and the pattern they have followed is to how you can destroy the reputation of the company in the wider stakeholder's view, and that's the reason I see this pattern very well. So I just wanted to know that, on the call, on various discussion has been done by various shareholders on the way to protect the reputation of the company. So my humble suggestion is, I think this is a need of the hour to see that we reply, a befitting reply to ED by putting up the reputation back into the system. I think that's what they are targeting. It is not a case of 16 crore for a ED to follow. A case of 16 crore looks beyond the stature even. But it looks like that they have looked at the softer aspect of the reputation of the company, and they know that we have a wider stakeholders to represent. So I think we have to find a way to give a befitting reply by restoring the reputation, and I think that is one of the most important things we can do as a management at this point of time. So my last question is regarding how are sales in UAE and SA, Saudi Arabia is picking. That was something which saw a patchy, a rough patch in last 2-3 years, and then in last conference call, Mr. Mitchell did make a case about improving them.
Manish,
so are we on the back on track, and can we see 2015 numbers?
Manish, let this talk be limited to the legal case only. We will definitely like to answer your questions. Anytime you can call us.
Yeah. Sure. I'll have a call with Manish.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
And for the first
question. I hope I'll have a call
with Manish. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Varun Darji, an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is, that I heard that, you know, we are still helping Balsharaf in their case with ED, and he continues to be our distribution partner. Now, given where we stand now, right, do you think in your mind that, it is prudent enough to continue to do business with Balsharaf, given, you know, the pure perception that, you know, the ED or the government agencies may have against us? I'm struggling to understand why do we have to continue to support Balsharaf in their legal cases that they have with the ED. I know we've done more than $3 billion worth of business, but here the company's reputation and the lifeline is at stake.
But Balsharaf is not wrong at all. He has won in the lower court. He has won in the high court. For a certain point, he has won in the Supreme Court also. And he has won 2 times in the High Court. And you will be really shocked to see the High Court order wherein they say that Balsharaf is open to file a claim of 400 crores against ED. This was the order in the history of Indian law that any order has passed against the government where the party can claim up to 400 crore rupees from ED as damages. I mean, Balcharaf case is super strong. It's not only strong, super strong. He's not wrong at all. Why should I leave him?
Yeah, so let him fight his case. Why do we want to get caught up in court?
His case because, no. He's in Saudi Arabia. Sometimes he says, yeah, this lawyer, you keep this lawyer. We just given them the suggestion. This is a good lawyer for this case. That's all. He's sending all the pieces to the lawyers directly from Saudi Arabia. We are not at all. We are just helping him that this is a good lawyer. You can do it. That's all.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Dhruv Kashyap from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning to the management. And, you know, on a personal note, I have spent all my life through and through in the FMCG sector and the food FMCG building, you know, categories and brands in Unilever and Marico. And I have been a really big fan of the kind of assets that the management has created out of KRBL. It's got such strong competitive moats and it's really been built very well. Now, you know, adversity comes in many shapes and forms in all businesses. I am just very, very, very disappointed by the way the management and the board, you know, hasn't acted concretely in terms of all the multiple fronts, right? So if you look at the issues that, let's say, happened with Cadbury's on the chocolate worm incident, or what happened with Coke on the BBO incident, you know, the way the companies and industries rallied around all the stakeholders, so whether it's industry bodies, consumers, investors, you know, essentially making sure that there's a PR overdrive happening. I just don't see anything happening on KRBL on that front. It just seems to be reacting to everything. You know, the serious paucity of controlling the narrative. Currently, the narrative seems to be controlled by the ED and the body that we seem to be reacting. I mean, for a company of our size of 6,000 crore market cap, 4,500 crore top line, 600 crore bottom line, we should be able to throw a lot more of our weight on all stakeholders. You know, ring-fencing the India Gate brand with consumers so that they don't feel that they are buying a fraud brand. Or ring-fencing an industry or marketing body, ring-fencing the stakeholders. You know, we just keep talking in KRBL over the last 2 years, but there seems to be no concrete action. And I'm really surprised where the management owns 60% of 6,000 crores, which is close to about 3,600 crores. You are the single largest owners and you're allowing your value to be eroded like this. It's really disappointing, sir.
Let me answer, Anup, this question. I do. You are right at your end, being an investor, but we have already had PR agencies because there are not single problems. The domestic problems are already
problems.
Is concerned. Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead. I can hear you.
Yeah. So we have got PR agencies. We are working very hard. There are so many cases which is around such a big company where 5,000 workers are there. They have been complaining here and there to this board, to that board, and doing so many things. Only at one place we had the PR, but we couldn't succeed with the ED because that was a government agency and the case. We had given the top priority, the best lawyers we hired to ensure that nothing goes wrong. But this got elevated too much because, first of all, Gautam Khaitan, which was our mistake, we did this, we confirmed this mistake in the first meeting only. Yes, it was our mistake by taking in as an independent director. And we tried. Do not think that we never tried. We tried our level best. And because we had the best lawyers, the best advice, we are winning at every place. It's just now Anup told in Balcharaf case, because he had good lawyers, he had given an affidavit that KRBL has nothing to do, it is my matter of concern,
and we were out on the day one. That is why till date you have not heard anything from the ED side as far as Augusta Westland case or that whatever the money trail was, we do not know. Yes, in this case also we had hired the best lawyer. We got a very good order from the tribunal. And you tell me, if there would have been something wrong, seriously wrong, it has been now practically 3 years. After 3 years, the officers are changing. Let me tell you what is happening. Every 6 months, the officers are changing. Whosoever the new officer comes, he starts opening the file. Whosoever comes, he starts opening the file. Yesterday only, Mr. Anurudh told me that now the case is over. They have filed the prosecution. By the courts. I think so. This should be the end of my feeling. Anurudh, would you like to tell them something?
See, I mean, hello. That does happen. As I said, there are a lot of latches on the government end. Some of it is institutional, part of it is just sheer lethargy. And a lot of it is also the fact that they don't have much in this case. The entire government strategy was sort of to have a shakedown. That is why they're dragging the matter. That way, at least this filing of prosecution takes us closer to culmination of this case.
So just as a follow-up to that, if you look at it from an investor's point of view, and even if you look at it from you, the promoters, being 60% of the investor, right? The point is that whether you look at Augusta Westland and the overhang of whatever the amount is, you look at Embraer, the overhang, which is about, say, maybe 20, 25 or 15 odd crores. You look at the Balshara case, where it seems quite logical to say that if he has bought the stake in 2003 and the supposed alleged scam happened in 2007, then it's an illogical case completely. But all these overheads just seem to be making the investor lose money. I mean, the stock was 675 rupees in 2017. It was down to 92 rupees in March this year. How can anybody make money investing? I mean, unless the management has decided they don't want investors. There seems to be no action, sir. There's only talk.
Action.
You tell me what is.
Sir, I told you one that the PR machinery, the way these multinationals like Nestle and Cadbury did, where they had a problem, I don't see that happening with KRBL and across the spectrum, right? Across stakeholders. And secondly, I mean, there has to be some way you have to, every investor sitting on loss, sir, given the purchase price and currently where it is, you have to find some way to keep the investor with you. Otherwise, why will anybody invest? There has to be action, no sir, not talk.
You are talking about the action to be a while back to be the solution?
Sir, any action, sir. There are two fronts I'm talking about. One is that what are you doing about ensuring that a consumer continues to buy India Gate and does not feel this is a tainted company, or investors continue to invest thinking this is not a tainted company? Same way, sir, what do you do to make investors feel good about investing? Because currently almost all of us are sitting on losses. What are you going to help us do to keep the faith?
As far as consumer is concerned, my market share 3 years back when this case came up, it was 30-31%. Today it is 54%. So you can't say that my brand is doing extremely well as far as consumer is concerned. But you have a point for the investor. Yeah, you have a good point. You suggest definitely look at it.
Sir, for 6 quarters in every earnings call, you say we will look at buyback and we will look at demerger of the wind or the power business. For 6 quarters, you've been saying it, nothing happened. So, do you fault people for doubting you on that?
Sir, demerger, I told you, we have given the work to KPMG. Their government agencies are not ready to change the PPA. New company. It is not possible to change the PPA, and you people are thinking, but the IRR still is 20%. It's not a bad investment. But we wanted to demerger because the voice of the investor, but all PPAs which are at 4 rupees, 50 paisa, 5 rupees, they will sign it at 2 rupees. Why should I change any PPA to 2 rupees? No? So that is practically...
So what about the losses of all investors because of these issues? So in terms of a buyback, dividend, this also I've been hearing for 6 quarters, but there's no action. You just keep saying the board will meet and decide. When will the board meet and decide?
No, we look at it this time, seriously this time.
So please be serious about this, sir. Everybody is losing money investing in this company. Thank you.
No, you mean to say it went to 600, everyone invested at 600?
Sir, whether invested at 600, 400, 300, you yourself as the owner of this company would know. So you as the owner of this business would know that the value of this business should be nothing less than 25,000 crores if there was no overhead. If there was no overhang, sorry. Not overhead, no overhang. So the point is that this is an undervalued business and we all collectively as stakeholders need to help each other out to realize the true value of this business. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. You are right. And we'll look at it. Definitely. Thank you very much for
your this time. Thank you. Thanks a lot for my question.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Tanmay Shah, an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and thanks for taking my call. So while I feel the angst of the fellow shareholders, sir, I have a few suggestions for you and few clarification questions. So first I'll just come to suggestions, sir. Sir, actions speak louder than the voice and all the verbatim. So there are many actions possible apart from demerger. Buyback is one. You can issue bonus debentures also if you are confident of serving the debt to the shareholders. You can issue like Hindustan Lever has done. Many of the consumer companies have done. They've issued bonus debentures to the unit holders, shareholders, where you can pay over a period of time the money and the cash flow which you are confident of generating, surplus cash flow. You can declare special dividend. Right. You can do buyback. There are N number of options you have, sir, to correct this situation because...
Yes.
As I said, the actions speak louder than all the words. The rest is all commentary, sir. Secondly, sir, regarding to communication, I've interacted with Priyanka Mittal. She's done courses at Harvard. She's well-spoken. Why don't we appoint her for the investor relationship? I think so she gets what investors are looking for. Secondly, have promoters considered taking this company private? There is a lot of private equity money available. People are able to raise money at 1.5% abroad, sir, large companies. You can tie up with them and take this company private. Anyway, most of the shareholders are not happy with your listed status in the last 3 years is the feeling we are getting. So you could take the whole company private. Now, coming to the clarification sort, sir. So what was the nature of the transaction the Dubai company did? Because forget the Augusta Westland, forget the dividend. What was the services rendered by the Dubai company to be eligible to get those cash flows is the fun thing. If you can throw some light on it. Secondly, if you can publish all your the court orders also on the website, that would really help the shareholder understand what is happening. It's an effort to find, but I think so it would help. And one more question, which is a very nagging one, is normally ED, whenever there is a sham transaction, they impound the proceeds from the sale of trade transaction. Here they annulled it. So there is a notional loss to the seller, right? They sold at some 650 plus. The buyer got away scot-free. He can buy double the quantity at current prices. So why has the seller not yet sued the government for the damages as directed by the court yet?
Yeah, Balchev has already sued. And I thought that High Court has given an order of taking claim of 400 crore damages.
They
said the seller was Balchev and the buyer was Paprai.
They said the buyer should sue it. Has buyer sued and recovered the money from the ED for the damages done? Because they should have impounded the proceeds from the sale. ED doesn't have powers to cancel the trade actually. They could have impounded the proceeds from going back. But here they annulled the case and buyer
that
got
the case.
No, but has the verdict
right. Is the case in High Court. Yeah,
okay.
It has come. You can see the High Court order.
No. It says the court has commented, sir, I've read, that it's a separate case, litigation which has to be filed by Belsharaf to recover the money. If my understanding about the court case. They have not said that. Court has not granted the award of 400 crores to Balsharaf yet. That's a separate legal case.
Not granted.
No, so Balsharaf will have to take the legal action to recover that money. What is stopping them from taking it? Is my question.
Yes.
And secondly, sir, what was the nature of services said. Rendered by Dubai companies
Anup,
during those periods?
Anup, how can we answer those detailed questions about why Balsharaf is doing, why not? We have given, we do not interfere in their case to this thing that you should.
Sir, he is your distributor, so you would advise him, sir.
What is, why, are we connected directly in the case?
Sir, you could advise him, right?
It is in our knowledge.
And they have got a full right. But as far as Balsharaf is concerned, whether he's getting, not getting, what he's not getting, this is not our concern. It should be spoken by his lawyers that what they are doing and how they are doing.
Agreed, sir. But sir, he's your well-wisher, right? He's a distributor. You could always advise him. Like you've been recommending him some good lawyers, so you could do this also. As a matter of just courtesy.
Let me tell you, people, you have got a right being an Israeli. But as far as Balsharaf case and Nagasai's case, they are not. So the share prices are not. To KRBL, should it in the last 3-4 years, the type of competition we have fought, the type of market share we have gained both in abroad as well as in the domestic market, the type of branding promotion we have done, everything we have done positive and shown us in result of the pictures only.
Okay.
We have not sold a single share in the market. We originally gave the shares to the investors just at 1 rupee or 10 rupees, the premium of 6 rupees. Yes, this bad come. And let me tell you, as an investor, as a major shareholder in the company, we tried our best to subside this matter. My lawyers also and anybody, we tried our level best. There will be no investor about and all that. But certain times, the atmosphere of the high positions in the government are involved. Right. We settled it. It comes like this. This year also we are doing drastically fine. We have purchased the paddy prices when we purchased. There is a difference of 2021. Action as far as business is concerned are going on very fine. But there is have to be handled. I do agree. There is only one thing which is we thought that within 1,000 crore, to reach that 8,000 crore, we need financial and to make yourself more strong financially than a company 1,000 crores. That is why every time when it came, it came that we should buy back, we never buy back because the liquidity already in the market is very less. 60% is already with such corporates like Balsharaf and many other company in the market. We thought if we will buy back another 5%, it will be only 13% in the market.
Sir, that would be fine, sir. You can also issue the bonus debenture. And secondly, sir, my bigger question was, what was the nature of underlying transactions between the Dubai firm, which is under this thing? What were the services rendered, sir?
No, the thing is, investor being known. No. Some people.
Hello. Sir, this is the operator. I'm sorry to interrupt. Your voice is not very clear.
Hello.
Yes, sir, we can hear you now. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir, we can hear you now. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Some people, you know, are agitated and angry. Hello.
Hello.
We can hear you now.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Sir, we can hear you now. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I know some people are agitated. We can understand some people are angry, agitated because share prices went to 650 or 600 and due to one of the ED, the price went down. I do agree. As a business, as a principal, as an honest business. Hello. Actually, these type of... Hello.
No, it's clear. No, it's clear.
Hello.
Sir, we can hear you now.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I know some people are agitated. As an honest businessman, as a good business practices, what... People are the incoming calls are disturbing me. Hello.
Sir, please, I'm calling you.
Hello.
On an alternate number. You may disconnect the line and call it back and reconnect. Mr. Mittal?
Can you hear me?
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. The voice is getting in and out. Sir, you may please continue with your question, Mr. Shah. I'm reconnecting, Mr. Mittal.
No, the question is twofold. They can consider bonus debentures. And second was the nature of underlying transaction with the Dubai entity. What was the underlying services rendered?